the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we concluded that based on the previous discussions we have had so far, we can conclude that there are different effects, different benefits for supplication. The first benefit is that it actually reconnects man with the Almighty Allah. It fills out the gaps existing in human nature. The second effect is that it actually fills out those mental gaps. This means that supplication brings human beings with grandeur and glory, with which human beings can confront problems and challenges in their lifestyles, in their lifetimes, easily. This is because only with Almighty Allah's remembrance, the hearts are set at rest. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. And this means that if you stand in the right path, if you believe in the Almighty Allah with a true remembrance, لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ, the Holy Quran says, most surely they shall be the assisted ones. The third effect of supplication is the fact that it actually causes man to believe in God. But how does engagement in supplication entail believing in God? It is as simple as this. Because man is always at need, and the human beings are always looking for assistance to satisfy these needs. So if man looks at God and believe in him as an assistant, he will engage in worshiping. He will engage in supplication because he needs to talk to someone about satisfying those needs, presenting those needs in the first place and satisfying them on the other hand. And man is constantly under the pressure of his needs, so he will need God's assistance permanently. There are different verses of the Holy Quran recommending the remembrance of God. We will have a look at each of them individually. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا, the Holy Quran says. O you who believe, remember Allah, remembering frequently. This verse of the Holy Quran is interesting since it mentions one important characteristic for dhikr, for remembrance. Dhikran kathira. So, this means if you want your supplication to be effective, if you want to gain benefit from these effects of supplication, if you want your supplication to be effective, you have to remember Almighty Allah constantly. This kathira, dhikran kathira, means that this constant and frequent need in remembering Almighty Allah is the thing that you must pay attention to. We'll have a look at other verses of the Holy Quran in this regard after a short break.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So we said, we are having a look at different verses of the Holy Quran, recommending the believers to remember the Almighty Allah. This verse of the Holy Quran says, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you who believe, remember Allah much, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, that you may be successful. This verse of the Holy Quran is interesting, since it says, ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. This means, just like the previous verse we discussed, you need to remember Allah much, because this frequent and constant remembrance of the Almighty Allah is, in fact, having effects and benefits. And the second point is that you want to know what the effective kind of remembrance is. If you want to know, actually, beyond this verse, discussing about the concept of supplication means that sometimes people ask, what does it mean for a supplication to be successful? How can we understand, how can we assess that our supplication is responded to? In fact, they have to know that this mere chance given by the Almighty Allah that they can talk to the Almighty Allah himself is in fact a success. But the point is, another aspect of being successful in supplication is that وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. The effect of frequent and constant remembrance of the Almighty Allah is this, being successful. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. You can be from among the guided ones. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.